hari जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारियम यमुना तीरावन चारियम जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतभे चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय रामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद की Thank you, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu, for giving me a chance to read something. Once in a month, by your mercy, I read something. very famous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam, what I have heard in Vidyapeeth, like twice I think Parikshit Maharaj is like little bit tested. By tested or just checked about awareness or inquisitiveness and alertness of Parikshit Maharaj was known by these two incidents. This is one of the incidents. Another one is, you know, another incident where Parikshit Maharaj alertness was like Shukdev Goswami tests his alertness. 10th canto, which pastime? Akasur pastime, when Gopas went back and they informed all the Brajavasis that today Krishna has killed Akasur. Actually, that was not the day, it was 1 year back. Parikshit Maharaj immediately questions, how it is that Gopas are informing today? That shows that how he was so alert. We can say in this, this is like sixth canto, like third day might be for Parikshit Maharaj that he is hearing this Bhagavatam. But 10th canto is little more far. That time he might not have, a person feel exhausted after so much hearing also and so much doing fasting from hunger and thirst. So that time also he was very alert. And Brahmaji offers prayers in 10.14. That was the last chapter Prabhupada translated. Very famous verse. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva parayana Agam dhundvantikasnena Niharam iva bhaskara Kechit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva parayana Agam dhunvanti karsnena Niharam iva bhaskara Kechit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva parayana Agam dhunvanti karsnena Niharam iva bhaskara Kechit kevalaya bhaktya So there are very few verses in, many verses in Bhagavatam. While reading, one can actually get inspiration and also very deep foundation in his heart that what I am practicing is actually mentioned in the scriptures as the highest. This is one of the verses. It speaks about rarity also and the highest level also. Like different ladders of yoga are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Gyan Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga is also mentioned. Such pastimes or such conversations which we are into right now, they actually highlight the superiority of Bhakti. Similar to Bhagavad Gita, like Bhagavad Gita also says, Manushyanam Sahasrareshu Kasyat Yatati Siddhaye, that it is very rare a person will take up to devotional service to his heart And in another conversations in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was also mentioned that there are so many people who will call themselves as religious. They will call themselves that they are reading Vedas or something, but to take up bhakti to the heart are very rare. Even those people who incidentally or just by some spiritual entertainment they attend so many kathas and everywhere, even after hearing katha for 1 week, 15 days, they don't feel so much transformation in the heart unless they change their lifestyle. So where Balaram Shakti Prabhu was mentioning that whenever a person takes inspiration from someone, like some seniors are there, like appointed counselor system or appointed people who are like seniors to us in some post or something. So sometime feeling comes immediately in the heart that this is my senior, and a person has to take inspiration from him only because he has been appointed. Balaram Shakti Prabhu was mentioning that inspiration is not institutional. Institution is a facility by which a support system is given, but it is not actually a inspiration system. Inspiration you can take from anyone. Somebody might take inspiration from previous acharya, or somebody might take inspiration more from the present person who is right now in front of us, or some of his peers. Like when I came to GB first time, I was very much impressed that so many devotees in the such a cold winter, every day coming at the top at that Gornithai terrace and chanting in such cold, and I was feeling so dedicated there, serving also on the fields and coming every day for sadhana. So we can take inspiration from anywhere. And he was also mentioning that inspiration is self-based. If a person is not inspired by himself or the practice of devotional service itself, whatever practices we have of kirtan, shravan, if we are not inspired by that practice itself, how can other person inspire you? Those are the things which a person collectively can gain very much inspiration. Like Abhishek is happening, you can take collective inspiration from, or some katha is happening, some sankirtan every day goes. We can take inspiration from all these aspects. Not just one person who has been appointed by the institution will always inspire you. There can be many incidences like this. So sometimes people, so he was mentioning like this only, that when we keep thinking that whoever has been appointed to us will only give inspiration, then we fall back. Then we, that person, if he doesn't reciprocate, then we think he is not giving inspiration, I was so much dependent on him. So that was his realization. Why I'm saying this, connecting to this verse, because it's very rare to take up devotional service, as this verse, first word says, kechit. Kechit, Prabhupada translated, some people, only some people will take up. As mentioned from beginning of this chapter, reaching up to this 15th verse, first Shukadeva Goswami mentions about Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga, and how Parikshit Maharaj, with his gestures or with his conversation, he rejects them, that this is not the highest thing. If the person commits sin, again the tendency will be there. If he, like in the church, people go and they tell to the father, Prabhupada mentions this in NOI, that how they confess that I have committed this sin, please save me. But the tendency doesn't go. The tendency in the heart doesn't go. And it might happen that after practicing the highest process of bhakti also, we might feel sometimes that the tendency is not going, but at least it is curbing down slowly, slowly. It is coming down. And it depends on the intensity of the person who does the devotional service. That much more the intensity of the bhakti, more the diminishing of the sinful desires will be there. But if we keep cultivating the sinful bija in our heart, then that it will grow even after staying in the environment of bhakti also. So it's very rare, and Balaram Shakti Prabhu was also mentioning that it's rare also, and it's more confidential also, and it is being understood by very few people. In-depth understanding is for very few people. That's why in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he used to have conversations, only 2-3 people, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ramananda Rai, the deep conversations are with only few people. But we need to see how he spread the Krishna conscious culture. That was by major Harinams and transforming people's heart by his the way he used to live. In this way he changed the life of many people. But so in masses, a person can practice by these processes of Kirtanam and Shravanam, but a deep conversation and understanding of the philosophical aspects will happen only when a person takes Shastras with guidance of someone who knows properly, and connecting the Guru Sadhu Shastra triangle, then a person will be able to understand scriptures in depth. So he was mentioning that it is so rare that even we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our worshipable dham is Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanya Taddham Vrindavanam. But whatever pastimes we discuss of Vrindavan, Radha Krishna pastimes, they are not mentioned in the Bhagavatam. All the Radha Krishna leelas, like here we do boat festival, and whatever Sakha's name or Gopi's name, Champaklata, Lalita, Vishaka, they are not mentioned in Bhagavatam only. But Bhagavatam is considered as Amal Puran for us. As Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the Amal Puran, we have to refer this book as our guidance for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But those pastimes are not mentioned here. They are so secretly kept away from Bhagavatam also. That it is because Bhagavatam is being discussed by many other sampradayas and many other Vaishnavas also discuss. So sometimes some of the Vaishnavas are not accepting Radharani. Like there was a debate in Jaipur when Baldev Vidya Bhushan went and had a debate. So they are not in acceptance of Srimati Radharani also. So that is why the first word of this verse is Kechit. Very rare people will understand in depth. And Bhagavatam also does not discloses that depth. If you want to go into deep of those depth of understanding, we have to read all other Gaudiya literatures, like written by Rupa Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur separately for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So in that way we will see that how the rarity also been preserved and how the confidentially also it has been preserved for different sampradayas, same Bhagavatam. But if you want to understand all Radha Krishna Tattva, then we have to read scriptures written by Rupa Goswami and other our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas. So Kechit, some people, Prabhupada translated as some people, Kevalaya Bhaktiya, by executing unalloyed devotional service. A separate whole understanding of these two words only have been fully stated in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Starts with that basic shloka of which we keep repeating, that Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. So that whole shloka, if a person studies in depth, that gives the understanding of Kevala Bhakti. And sometimes in Bhagavad Gita might not be fully elaborated, because Krishna gives in sutra forms Bhaktva Te Ananya Shakya Aham Evo Vidu Arjuna. So he explains there. And in what is one prayer of Bhishma Dev, where he says that I am his ananya devotee, that's why Lord has come here to give me darshan. There is a very beautiful prayer of Bhishma Dev where he says this, that for his ananya devotees he comes and gives darshan. That's so ananya thing is explained in various aspects of, but still how it is ananya, how it is directed towards the worship of Radharani and Krishna, that is not being explained. That will be only found in Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures. Kevalaya Bhakti, by executing unalloyed devotional service. Vasudeva Parayana, unto Lord Krishna, completely attached to his service. So, Vasudeva Parayana, sometimes whenever people, when we introduce them to bhakti, they say, is there any place where it is written that we have to perform devotional service directly to Krishna only? So such kind of verses which we are reading today, they directly point out rarity of devotional service also, ananya bhakti also, and third thing, to direct Krishna only, no other gods. So all the three aspects are tied together in this verse. It's rare that you will practice devotional service to Krishna. It is ananya, it's not mixed with anything. And third thing, it is directly to Vasudevji, Krishna only. Agam dunvanti karsnena niharam iva bhaskar. Agam means all kinds of sinful reactions. So here it is mentioned about all kinds of sinful reactions. Not the bij which is there in the heart, that which actually always tells to do something nonsense. So that bij will go by the practice of sadhana bhakti, but as soon as one takes up to the bhakti process, reactions are gone, all the reactions. But condition, like everything has a disclaimer, here the disclaimer is ananya bhakti. If a person has ananya bhakti, then all the sinful reactions will go away. A pure pure devotion service if one performs, then only these sinful reactions will totally go away. Agam dunvanti karsnena niharam iva bhaskaram. Just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. So I was reading in one of the another purport where it is mentioned, yad arinam cha priyanam cha, those who are enemies of Krishna and those who are devotees of Krishna, they attain the same destination. It is mentioned in one of the verse from, I think, Brahman Puran. It is mentioned somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita that those who are enemies of Krishna, Arinam, and those who are Priyanam, those who are devotees, they go to the same place. So how they go to the same place? It is compared to the Brahman and the Supreme Brahman. Those who are devotees, they go to the Supreme Brahman. Those who are non-devotees, those who are enemies, they go to the Brahman. So in one sense they are going to the same, because Brahman is also expansion or the rays coming from the body of the Lord. So the rays which are coming, or Brahma Jyoti which is coming from the body of the Lord, it is Brahman, and Supreme Brahman is where Lord Krishna is there. So they are going towards the same destination, but little difference is there. One is going to the Brahman and another. So that's why sometimes it is said devotees and demons, both are going at the same place. But slight difference is there. One is going to Brahman and another is Supreme Brahman. So here it is mentioned, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. The sun is also there and the rays are also there. And many times this example is given. Kirana arka ushana means the kiran or the rays of the sun and the sun himself. Sun himself is compared to the Supreme Brahman. And the rays are compared to the Brahman. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the previous verse, Shukadeva Goswami gave the example that the dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree may be completely burnt by ashes to ashes by a fire, although the creepers may sprout again because the root is still in the ground. Interestingly, here it is mentioned beneath a bamboo tree, the dried leaves of creepers. What I have experienced in bamboo. Does anything grow below bamboo? Because bamboo is such a plant which is very aggressive, and the roots of bamboo goes till 10 to 15 feet. And whenever there is somebody who says me to plant some bamboo, I tell, if you plant bamboo, nothing will grow below, because bamboo will take up all the water also, and the roots will spread so fast and so wide that nothing will grow below the bamboo. So that's why it is said dried leaves of creepers, because creeper did not survive because bamboo grows so high. Gave the example that the dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree may be completely burnt to ashes by a fire. So creepers can be burnt, like these creepers. If they are dried, we can burn. Even bamboo, if you cut down and burn it, still in the rainy season it will come up. And if the creepers are such that they have strong roots inside, even the creepers, when we burn, then again the creepers will come up. So that is compared to the process of jnana in the previous verses. All the creepers may sprout again because the root is still in the ground. What is this root mentioned to? These are the desires which a person carries in his heart. If those are not turned in the spiritual aspect, then something a person will do, because that satisfaction will not be there. Have you heard about that person who came recently? Mohan Vilaspur was telling there was one person who actually followed, like Maharaj, the path to understand somewhere some Jnana Yoga, understand some Hatha Yoga. He was trying to go, like they say, high in spiritual subject matters. But he was not satisfied with all those practices. He actually gone through, he traveled like hitchhiking and everything he did. And he came here, he was dancing in Kirtan with long hairs. He must have, 1 month back he was here. And he was very happy because the fulfillment was coming in the heart directly. He was not doing anything like Hatha Yoga, you have to practice a lot. So much practices you have to do, and control of this and that. And then Jnana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, all these processes take a lot of effort from your side. But here, when the Kripa of the Lord is there, immediately you can experience, if you have presence there. Only thing which is required is presence. Only thing which is required to gain that experience is presence only. So that person was there and he was so happy, and he was so feeling joyous in that kirtan, that he mentioned also to Mohan Vilaspur that I have done many paths I have followed, but this is the path which I feel truly connecting to my heart. And he was saying when he was here. Similarly, because the root of sinful desire is not destroyed in the heart of a person who is cultivating knowledge, but who has no taste for devotional service, there is a possibility that his sinful desires will reappear. So there is a possibility that his sinful desires will reappear. So what is the guarantee that a person who is practicing bhakti, his sinful desires will not appear? Is there a guarantee? Here it is mentioned about Jnana Yoga, that who practices Jnana Yoga, that his sinful desires will again come up. But those who sometime practice bhakti, they also sometime feel these sinful desires. When we were in VTA, Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning, if you have not seen, so Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning, if you have not seen Maya Devi directly, when you enter Krishna consciousness, you might see Maya Devi directly also. I mean, there will be so much influence of, because this is a verse which is mentioned in Bhagavatam also, that when Vyas Devji was apashyat, he saw Krishna and Maya Devi together. And there is a pastime also where Prabhupada was mentioned, Prabhupada, I am able to see Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned, did you see Maya also? Maya always stays behind Krishna as a servant. So it is not that when a person will not be affected by Maya if he's in bhakti. Just by tagging a thing that he's in bhakti process will not make sure that you will not be affected by Maya. By the strong practice or the intensity of the practice of bhakti will save us. Like famous, we cannot keep our two legs in two boats. One Maya boat, one Krishna boat. Only one boat we have to capture. If we are mixing the things, then the problem will come. Definitely the problem will come. Because mind will be affected by such desires and it will have sinful desires. If we are connected to those. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shreya Shitim Bhakti Mudasyate Vibho Klishyante Kevala Bodha Labdai. Speculators who undergo great labor to gain a meticulous understanding of the material world must distinguish between sinful and pious activities, but who are situated in devotional service are prone to material activities. Those who are not situated. Shreya Shitim Bhakti Mudasyate Vibho. The highest benefit or the highest auspiciousness is created in one's life when he gets connected to the process of bhakti. Chakshudana dilo jai janme janme prabhu sai. It's this line in prayers which we offer to Gurudev while doing Guru Puja. Chakshudana dilo jai janme janme prabhu sai. It actually emphasizes that how such a rare thing has been given to us by their blessings. It will be foolishness from our perspective that if we don't take it seriously. It's such a rare thing which has been given to us by their mercy. I personally say that I was not a complete recipient of I was not fully into taking it. But it was given. Prabhu, there is a seminar which is based on scientific research and it is some topic was given to me and I went to that scientific seminar and there was Gaurangpur sitting and he was giving power of love. The topic was power of love. So somehow we were given. We were not coming ahead and asking for it. I want bhakti, I am searching for it. It was not like that. Somebody preached and somebody was very compassionate that he allowed us to take that. And slowly nurtured our heart with that bhakti. So it is very auspicious, the most auspicious aspect which has happened in our life. That somebody actually chose us to give us that bhakti. And it should continue like we should also give to others in that mood only. That we are just instruments on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, that we are spreading this message. Kevala bodha labhe. If a person is just gaining some knowledge, it will not result into the transformation of the heart. Only the practice of devotional service will change his heart. They may fall down and become implicated in fruitive activities. If one becomes attached to devotional service, however, his desires for material enjoyment are automatically vanquished without separate endeavor. Without any separate endeavor. One doesn't have to do things very differently to change his heart. Only the practice of bhakti will change his consciousness and make it pure. Bhakti para isha anubhava viraktir anyatra. If one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, material activities, both sinful and pious, automatically become distasteful to him. Whenever we preach to people, generally the tendency of the people outside is, we are doing something spiritual, we are doing something spiritual, all our negative things will go away, our negative karmas will go away, we will be very safe to go to Swarga. Then we will tag our people as Swargavasi. We have gone to Swarga. So this is a major tendency in our Indian psychology, that they are practicing something religious so that they can gain some piety by which they can go to some higher planet. But we have to tell them, this will not only destroy your negative things, But this will also destroy your pious activities also. Like the famous example is in front of us, Yamuna ji. People go to Ganga ji for purifying their negative things. But we say if you take bath in Yamuna, you will destroy both the things, pious and your impious things, both sinful and pious, both will be destroyed. So they become little, our pious also will be destroyed. What is our future then? So we are giving you, what is that shloka in Chaitanya-charitamrita, that Krishna says that I am giving you nectar, why you are after such? Abhigaram, what is that verse? Amrit chodi, mange vishay sukh. Vishay bhulaiva. Sa charnamrita deva, vishay bhulaiva. So, in this way, a person, he is being given the amrit of his lotus feet, but is rejecting it. He is saying, I need some swarga sukha. So, major conversations which happens is about this only. People, psychological or whatever understanding they have from birth about all practice of religious thing, get shaken up when we speak something about Krishna conscious philosophy. That swarga is nothing, just... So one person was asking, Prabhuji, if there is Brahma Loka and Satya Loka and so many other planets above, what about other religions, how they go, where they go? I told them just their highest conception of their whole path is swarga only. Just the name is different. Just the name they have given, heaven and hell and jannat and jannum. Their highest conception of their whole religion is just swarga only. We are telling something which is beyond, which the planets which are beyond, even the paravyam which is beyond this prakriti. We are telling about those factors which are very much beyond. So if a person takes up these devotional paths, it becomes very rare, and the psychology has to change in his mind that he should not be after some pious activities also. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam that a devotee burns out his pious activities by doing some bhoga. So sometimes devotees also enjoy so many things. We enjoy, sometimes nice feast is there, nice something, our grastha, sometimes they wear nice clothing also. So they destroy their pious karmas by bhog and kushalena papam. And they destroy their negative things by doing something beneficial for the society as a welfare. So devotees are not after pious or sinful, they are above. This is the test of Krishna consciousness. Both pious and impious activities are actually due to ignorance. Pious and impious, both are ignorance. Because a living entity as an eternal servant of Krishna has no need to act for his personal sense gratification. So piety also brings a lot of sense gratification. So he doesn't have to act in such ways that he gains some personal sense gratification. Therefore, as soon as one is reclaimed to the platform of devotion service, he relinquishes his attachment for pious and impious activities and is entrusted only in what will satisfy Krishna. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktim ahetuki tvai. Our Shishashtam says that I don't want to, and there are so many prayers in Bhagavatam. Anaka prishtam nachaparam ishtam nasarva bhumam narasadhipatyam. I don't want to go there. And Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says, even you were speaking in that day, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur's, that prayers, I don't want even Radha Krishna Prem. I want to just stay in Vrindavan. When I will stay in Vrindavan, automatically the Radha Krishna will Prem will come. Because I am not aspiring, I am just aspiring to stay in Vrindavan. That one of the prayers of Vishwanath Chakra Thakur. So, this is also a twist or a turn in consciousness which a person needs to take up when he enters into the realm of bhakti. That he should not be aspiring to stay in some other planet also. Not going from here after practicing bhakti. Wherever a person is, he should be convinced, and that's why very important a very tremendous task has been done by Srila Prabhupada of writing these books. Because it's very difficult, like yesterday Prabhuji was asking, that how a person maintains his consciousness in circumstances which are not so favorable and which are not so, like nobody's there. So when Prabhupada started this movement, by the inspiration of Prabhupada and by blessings of Prabhupada, this happened, that people were situated in very extreme corners of the world, and they were nothing, they were having nothing, they were having just one thing, which was Prabhupada books. And that is the thing they did. They were very fixed up in reading the books, printing the books, distributing the books. So they were always connected to book Bhagavat, although the devotee Bhagavats were not there nearby. But they were, devotee Bhagavats then came up by reading the book Bhagavat and spreading the book Bhagavat. So if a person gets this habit of daily discussing Bhagavatam, like in the classes of Balram Shakti Prabhu, there is one Mataji, she is Mother Gail. Prabhuji calls him Mother Gail. So she joins every day. Every day. I don't know from which part of world she is being joining, but every day she is connected to Bhagavatam, and this way she is continuing. All the questions are being answered. So it takes an effort from our side when we are alone. It becomes easy for us when we are together, because you don't have to do extra endeavor, but little extra endeavor is required when we are alone, which is like to connect to somewhere where the association is there, so that we can keep inspiring ourselves. So this process of bhakti, devotional service to Krishna, Vasudev Parayana, relieves one from the reactions of all activities. Since Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee, the answers of his guru, Shukdev Goswami, concerning karma kand and jnana kand, could not satisfy him. This is very interesting. Like in the beginning of these shlokas, Shukdev Goswami spoke not in a way that he is trying to confuse Parikshit Maharaj, but it was like a test. So, sometime in India it happens that whatever Guru speaks, accept it. Whatever Guru speaks. Sometimes some things are spoken as a test also, as to test his disciple, to what highest he can take up in devotional service. So Shukdev Goswami, when he was not speaking, he was not having a cunning smile on his face that I'm like testing you, you will be right or not. He was speaking very genuinely, and he was emphasizing also Jnana Yoga and Karma Kand. But Parikshit Maharaj rejected. So it depends on disciple also, the person who is actually sitting and hearing, what path he will, what words he will choose from his guru. Otherwise the guru will not reveal the highest thing to his disciple. If Parikshit Maharaj or other sages would have stuck up in Karma Kand and Ashtanga Kand, then this verse would not have been there, Kejit Kevalaya Bhakta. So some people will stuck up there only. Like in the case of Jesus, he spoke whatever was necessary or whatever the people could have understood at that time. He could have gone higher also if they would have asked, but he got that much he could have spoken. That's why the concept of hell and heaven became the highest thing. And earlier there were so many conceptions which Westerners didn't accept, like the multiple cosmos thing. Earlier they were not accepting that there are multiple universes outside. They were thinking only one universe. Earlier they were not accepting that the baby in the womb will have consciousness and they can. But now they are, by their scientific things, they are accepting. Now the famous scientists are writing books about multiple cosmos, that there are how so many different other universes are also there. Still they have not reached this conclusion from where these universes are coming, that which Bhagavatam mentions. So this is the qualification of Parikshit Maharaj also, that he was not stuck up to Karma Kand and Jnana Kand. He went beyond and he accepted bhakti as the highest by his understanding and by Shukdev Goswami's previous cantos of discourses. So he did not accept it. He was not satisfied with Jnana Kand. Although these also have, they will also reach to Brahman, Jnana, person who will practice, they will also reach Brahman, but will be like Klesho Adhiktarastesham. It will be a difficult path for them. Therefore, Shukdev Goswami, knowing very well the heart of his disciple, explained the transcendental bliss of devotional service. The word kechit, which is used in this verse, means a few people, but not all. So this purport is very... I've read only one third of it. I will just read out important verses. Prabhupada mentions about Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Gyan Karmadhya Navritam, which is from Bhaktirasami Sindhu. And then Prabhupada quotes from Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, 14th chapter. Yatha Agni Susamriddha Archi Karoti Edham Sibhasmasat Tatha Mad Vishaya Bhaktir Uddhava Inamchi Kritsana. My dear Uddhava, devotional service in relationship with me is like a blazing fire that can burn to ashes all the fuel of sinful activities supplied to it. Blazing fire that can burn ashes all the fuel of sinful activities supplied to it. Then Prabhupada quotes from 3rd canto, 33rd chapter. Yannamadheya shravana anukirtanad yah pravanad yasmaranad api kuchit Swado api sadhya shavanaye kalpate kutap punaste bhagavan nudarshana. If a person born in a family of dog eaters hears and repeats the chanting of your glories, shavana anu kirtanat, anu shabd, anu word means repetitively. The person who chants and who does shravan of Krishna's glory repeatedly, he can be much elevated than many of the brahmana. He is immediately greater than a brahmana. Swado api sadhya shavanaya kalpade. Shavanaya means a person who is very well qualified in performing yagyik things, brahmanas. He immediately becomes higher than, eligible to perform sacrifices. Therefore, what is to be said of one who has seen you directly? Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshana. And this happened to Prabhupada many times, especially in India. When he was doing Western preaching, there was not much of this problem. Which problem? That Brahmanas are highest than those who are coming from the West and having Janayu. So in Western culture, this is not like, they were new to it. They were understanding, they are personally feeling that they are getting transformed, they are getting elevated. They were personally feeling that they are not the same, which the feelings of sinful desires are not there in the heart. They're feeling and they were getting elevated. But all these Westerners with very good conceptions of Bharat, when they came to India, they were being rejected. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Sai Thakur, when he went with his pilgrimage to Vrindavan, Goswamis closed their temples. I've heard that they were throwing something also. How can a person who is worshipping Krishna can do this to other personalities who is actually Acharya of the world? So, sometime to protect their personal egos, this caste formula they bring up, that we are born in very specialized families and this is how. So, they don't respect the Vaishnavas in a way which are not just, they were not just born in those families. But they are practicing so nicely. And what if a boy has been born in a Western family and he has been cultivated the Krishna consciousness from birth only? Still you will say that he is not a Brahmanic. He has been from birth, he is practicing. But he is not like a stamped Brahmana. Like their lineage is not coming from Brahmana family, but he has been born in that family. So how a person will argue with that thing? You can say that a person got transformed to a Vaishnava after some time of his practice or life. But what if a person has been born but doesn't have a stamped of Brahmana thing? So a Vaishnava concept is beyond this understanding of birth. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami comments that bhakti may be divided into two divisions. Santata, devotional service that continues incessantly with faith and love. Santata bhakti means which will continue with love and faith continuously. कदाचित की चित की डिवोशनल सर्विस दैट डज नॉट कंटिन्यू इंसेंसेंटली बट इज समटाइम्स अवेकंड वेव शूटिंग स्टार वी समटाइम यूज टू कॉल डिवोशनल सर्विस विच इज डन एज अ शूटिंग स्टार समटाइम दैट वेव कम्स इन द हार्ट एंड द पर्सन परफॉर्म्स वेरी नाइस भक्ति अदर डे ही इज फीलिंग सो इट्स अ वेवी थिंग incessantly flowing devotional service santata may also be divided into two categories so which is based on true faith and love which is going continuously that can also be divided into two categories service performed with slight attachment and next is spontaneous devotional service intermittent devotional service may also be divided into three categories raga bhasmai devotional service in which one is almost attached and another is devotional service in which there is no spontaneous love but one likes the constitutional position of serving and third is a slight glimpse of devotional service so five categories have been mentioned by Jiva Goswami of bhakti As for atonement, if one has caught even a slight glimpse of devotional service, all needs to undergo prayaschitta are superseded. If a person sometime feels that he has to do prayaschitta, like those who are neophytes or those who are not fully taken devotional service to the heart, sometime these feelings will come that इतना प्रॉब्लम में हूँ तो कुछ प्रायश्चित ही कर लेता हूँ भक्ति तो हेल्प कर नहीं रहे भक्ति तो मैं 10 साल से कर रहा था आई एम डूइंग प्रैक्टिस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस बट इन दिस प्रॉब्लम दिस इज नॉट हेल्पिंग लेट मी डू सम प्रायश्चित सो दैट इज अ टेस्ट ऑफ अ डिवोटी टेस्ट माइट समटाइम्स बी फॉर अ लॉन्गर टाइम माइट नॉट बी जस्ट फॉर इंसिडेंटल टेस्ट बट फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम दैट टेस्ट माइट गो ऑन एंड अ पर्सन हैज टू undergo that problem there are some incidences that very senior people also underwent some problems they were facing problems in their life so somebody recommended them do this yagya on your name then you will be benefited but he said just tell my name there I will not be present if you want to do yagya for my beneficial Do that yagya on my name. I will not be like personally present for that. If that helps, then definitely it will. Therefore, atonement is certainly unnecessary when one has achieved spontaneous love. So, when a person who is in raganatmika stage or spontaneous devotional service, then he will not think of these solutions. Then he will not be worried about like whether he should go for prashchitta or not. But definitely it happens when some problems comes in our lives. Immediately, solution doesn't come up as immediate of practicing bhakti strongly. But some other solutions we try to take up. And sometimes those solutions are, some people say they are like Yukta Vairagya. There's Yukta Vairagya principle. You take that as a Yukta Vairagya and continue your devotional service. Just apply that solution of prayaschitta and continue as a devotional service. Okay, these are some of the thoughts on this verses. The last statements of this purport are, since fog does not spread throughout the sky, the sun need do no more than merely manifest its rays. Since fog does not spread throughout the sky, the sun do no more than merely manifest its rays. The fog immediately disappears. Similarly, if one has a slight relationship with devotional service, all the fog of his sinful life is immediately vanquished. Fog does not spread throughout the sky. That means even the sinful tendencies or sinful reactions cannot touch the soul and the Supreme Lord. Fog is in between only. So when the influence of the sun or the bhakti of the Supreme Lord can immediately vanquish this in-between thing, which is fog. So if one has even a slight relationship with devotional service, The jiva and the supreme lord has a relationship. All the fog of in between sinful reactions and sinful life will be immediately vanquished. So in this way, this purport highlights, and this verse also highlights the superiority of bhakti yoga. Karma kand and jnana kand, they have their own paths, and a person tries to achieve their goals by his own endeavors. The process of bhakti is actually dependent on gaining some mercy from the Lord. The more a person hankers, the more that there is a lalyam in the heart, the reciprocation from the Lord happens. And reading of the scriptures also comes under the aspect of jnana, but this jnana doesn't overcome bhakti, or doesn't hide up, or doesn't cover up bhakti. It enhances. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahetukam. So the detachment also happens, and the jnana, knowledge about the Supreme Lord also comes when there is an intense bhakti towards Vasudeva. Any comments or corrections or questions we can take? Vendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.